present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us from Birmingham, the city twinned with 1979. As we all know, Birmingham has more canals than Venice, and the similarity with Venice doesn't end there. Yes, it does end there. The development of Birmingham as a commercial centre began in 1166 when the Lord of the Manor, Peter Birmingham, obtained a charter to hold a market in the town centre. It was a move that backfired spectacularly as he was immediately overrun by Germans selling Glühwein at £5 a glass. Since before the Industrial Revolution, Birmingham has been a vitally important centre of business and finance. Both Lloyd's and the Midland Bank were founded in the city. Of course, over the years, names have changed. The Midland Bank is now HSBC, and Lloyd's is now Wetherspoons. John Hall Edwards carried out the world's first X-ray in 1865. Hall Edwards's pioneering radiograph created shockwaves around the world, as before 1865, no one in medicine had heard the word X-ray, or indeed the phrase, "Honestly, doctor, I don't know how the Hoover nozzle got up there." The tower known as Perrott's Folly is 29 metres tall and was built in 1758 by John Perrott. There are many theories as to why John Perrott built his tower, one being so that every evening he could look out and contemplate his wife's gravestone 15 miles away. At the time, it would have been considered a deeply romantic gesture, were his wife not still alive. Birmingham's Bullring is one of the largest shopping centres in the UK. Opened in 2003, the Bullring's reception has been hit and miss with visitors. Though popular with Americans, it's proved a major disappointment to visiting Spaniards. The Library of Birmingham is Europe's biggest library, housing a world-class collection of rare books, archives and photography. It's believed to be one of the largest completely silent public spaces in the town, apart, of course, from the Birmingham City ground on match days. And on the subject of completely silent public spaces, let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Rory Bremner and Marcus Brigstock. And on my left, Pippa Evans and Andy Hamilton. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with a round that's all about books. Now, persuading younger people to read has always been a challenge, which publishers have recently met by reissuing books with titles likely to be of interest to millennials. These include Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Student Loan and Herman Melville's Moby Dick Pick. The opening line is crucial if a writer is to properly capture the attention of their readers. However, in this round, teams, I'd like you to provide examples of first lines to well-known books likely to have been rejected by their publishers. Marcus, you can start, please.
Yes, this is from a very early draft of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. As the children pushed at the back of the wardrobe, it gave way to reveal some very angry IKEA staff.
Pippa. This is from 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. "Now, Christian," said Anastasia coyly, "I want you to tie me up in these handcuffs and read me the entire Pharaoh and Bull paint chart."
Andy.
This is the original opening to Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. "It is a truth universally acknowledged that this world is controlled by a secret network of paedophile lizards."
Rory.
This was the opening of Life on Air by David Attenborough. As the alarm went off, I pushed the girl off me and reached for the day's first slug of JD. As the shot of red eye hit my fried mind, I glanced at the day's schedule. Animals, I thought, who gives a toss?
This is from the original version of Charlotte's Web. Good news, said Charlotte to Wilbur the pig. Priti Patel's kicked out all the abattoir staff. You'll live through Christmas.
This is from The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. Men, laughed Offred. What are they like?
This is originally from The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. That was delicious, sighed Shere Khan, picking a pair of red underpants out from between his teeth.
This is the manuscript that's in the British Museum now of The Odyssey by Homer. I'm not going, said Odysseus. I don't believe Troy has weapons of mass destruction.
OK, well, it's now the time when I ask our teams to play the round called One Song to the Tune of Another. Yay! The song is very similar to a taco. The corn tortilla represents the tune, while the filling of beef, pork or beans inside the tortilla represents a choice of lyrics. Each tortilla or song can be wrapped around any combination of filling or lyrics, creating something new every time. And when corn is harvested in Mexico, it's dried, then beaten by hand, the ears being subjected to relentless pounding. At the piano, Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us he's recently been performing with English rock band Placebo. Unfortunately, he was fired for having absolutely no effect. So we'll start with you, Andy Hamilton. I'd like you to sing the words of The Sun Has Got His Hat On to the tune of The Funeral March.
The sun has got his hat on, hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today. Now we'll all be happy. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out all together now. Now we'll all be happy. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today.
Thank you, Andy. I think I prefer that to the original. You now, Marcus Brigstock, I would like you to sing the words of The Laughing Policeman to the tune of the Oasis classic, Don't Look Back in Anger.
I know a fat old policeman. He's always on a street. A fat and jolly red-faced man. He really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman. Never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town. He never can stop laughing. Says he's never tried, but once he did arrest a man and laugh until he cried. He laughs at everyone, even when he's walking in the street.
turn, Rory Bremner, and I'd like you to sing the words of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing to the tune of the Muppet Show theme.
Baby, let's get down tonight. I'm hot just like an oven. Baby, now let's get down tonight. Baby, I'm hot. Just like an oven, I need some loving, and baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing, baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sex, your healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing is something that's good for me, baby. I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving, and baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger, baby.
Yeah. And finally, Pippa Evans, I would like you to sing the words of I Twat a Putty Tat to the tune of All That Jazz.
I am a little tiny bird. My name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my birdcage, a-hanging away up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song, but there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I taught a putty tat. I am that great big bad old cat. Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away, but every time that I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I taught a putty tat.
Well, the next round celebrates cliches and idioms. My uncle was always a great one for a cliche. I still remember his advice. It's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up. Certainly made an impression on me, if not the policeman conducting his breathalyzer test. Well, in this round, I'd like the teams to suggest some common English cliches together with their meanings. So, Pippa, can you please start?
Yes. She's good at turning on the waterworks. She's general manager at the hydroelectric power station.
Rory.
He's upping the ante. He's gone off with his mum's sister.
Andy.
It was a game of two halves. It was a ludicrously easy jigsaw puzzle.
Marcus.
He can keep talking till he's blue in the face. I'm standing on his oxygen line.
We are totally committed to levelling up. Northerners will believe anything.
She fell between two stools, but that's wild swimming in the UK.
His remarks were a bit below the belt. He talks a lot of bollocks.
I'm afraid they're skating on thin ice. The next Winter Olympics will be held in Qatar.
His prized possession went under the hammer. They're not planning on having any more children.
That's a feather in her cap. She's very proud of that diaphragm. Oh, it's magnificent. You should see it.
Well, it's time now for the game called Song Stoppers. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Like a lot of musical artists, Colin has started to worry about his carbon footprint while touring and was shocked to discover that in the last 5 years of work, he's burnt enough fossil fuels to soft-boil an egg. So, in this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. OK, you can go first, please, Pippa and Andy. Can we have your medley of first lines?
I'm getting married in the morning.
Oh, you haven't checked your emails, have you? You say yes, I say no. You say stop, but I say go, go, go.
And that's why you're never going to make it as a lollipop lady.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Alpha, where's my air rifle? Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Is the name of Elon Musk's new baby. Red and yellow and pink and green.
Is a confusing terror threat level. Wake up, little Susie.
And clear! It started with a kiss.
And now I'm on an awareness course. We're caught in a trap.
I told you not to touch that cheese. And they call it puppy love.
Yeah, well, not at the police station, they didn't.
Rory and Marcus, can we now have your first line medley, please?
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string.
Large bin on the end, please.
Right.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Try anisole.
Born free.
Bayern Munich 2.
Knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown.
Yeah, all right, but have you warmed the speculum?
Don't know much about history.
And that's why you're a PE teacher.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
They make big claims, Anne Summers, don't they?
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess.
Whereas for me, it's testicles.
King of the swingers.
I'll just put your car keys in the bowl like everyone else.
Hello, hello, hello.
Is there anybody in there?
Yeah, I'd give it a minute if I were you. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Have you been to a harvester before?
The next round is all about television, which, of course, during the pandemic has seen some huge viewing figures. For example, in 2020, the most watched programme on UK TV was the Prime Ministerial Statement on COVID, which attracted 19 million viewers. And this year, the most watched show was Line of Duty, with 15 million. If you happen to miss it, I can tell you it was a roller coaster of baffling jargon, growing suspicion, overlooked evidence, and institutional corruption. The other was a drama about bent coppers. In this game called Trail of the Lonesome Pun, I'll ask our teams to become continuity announcers, introducing programmes that have been commissioned solely on the basis that their titles have managed to incorporate an eye-catching pun. Rory, can you start?
Coming up on Channel 4, Prince Charles introduces Bear Grylls to the joys of abseiling. That's Come Dine With Me.
And Marcus...
And now on Channel 4, Lord Baden-Powell and several of his scouts watch television while we watch them watching television. That's Wogglebox. Live on Channel 4.
Kipper.
Later on Sky, family drama as a father decides which of his four children will inherit his fortune by seeing who can eat a whole bag of Murray Mints the fastest. That's Succession at 9 p.m.
Andy.
On Saturday on BBC One, Claudia Winkleman and Tess Daly host the nation's favourite show this week. There are contestants from the Ku Klux Klan, the Russian Mafia, the Triads, the Proud Boys and a con man who steals money from old people. That's Strictly Scum Dancing. After the news.
And now on the BBC, a team of vets travel around the countryside, turning everything they find into coleslaw. That's All Creatures Grated Small.
Over on ITV, your chance to enjoy a dirty weekend with one of this country's national treasures. It's Two Nights with Trevor MacDonald.
On the BBC News Channel this morning, Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirms that building of the eastern leg of HS2 will go ahead. That's Would I Lie to You? After the headlines.
And now on the BBC, we conclude the series where a row of baby owls do all they can to solve police corruption. That's Line of Hootie. Absolutely pathetic.
Tonight on 4, Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith welcome six amateurs to the big marquee and judge who cooks up the best batch of crystal meth. That's Baking Bad at 8 o'clock.
Over on BBC Two now, there's an arena special where sculptor Anthony Gormley unveils his statue of the Russian leader made entirely from caramel. That's Anthony Gormley's Sticky Toffee Putin on tour.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time to fit in a game of Flatulent Film Club. During a vacation spent island hopping in the South Pacific, Sven suddenly decided to forego his appetite for the regular meat and two veg and adopt an entirely plant-based diet instead. He says he got the idea while out shopping. Apparently it came like a shot while he was fingering a kiwi in the fruit aisle. Did I mention our old gag writer died? Sad. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with sufferers of flatulence. You can start, please. Andy.
Rear Wind. Oh.
Rory.
I Know What You Ate Last Supper.
Marcus.
Blast Away with Tom Hanks.
And Pippa.
Guffy the Vampire Slayer.
Pull My Goldfinger.
Desperately Reeking Susan.
The classic World War II movie, Reach for the Air Freshener.
Blaming Private Ryan.
James Bond classic, starring Christopher Lee as the man with the emboldened bum.
It's a good local one here, Squeaky Blinders.
Live and Let Rip.
She'll be wearing brown pyjamas.
Much Ado About Guffing.
Waiting to Inhale.
Farticus.
The Fart and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Don't Stand By Me.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the moonlighting MP of mediocrity clocks on to his second employment of eternity, and the secret savings account of audacity receives the undeclared interests of infinity, I notice we've come to the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Birmingham, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Andy Hamilton, Pippa Evans, Rory Bremner and Marcus Bridgestock were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.